following is the president's speech at Deschler, Ohio, Monday, October 11th, 1948.
Of the good old Henry County. I want to introduce to you Mr. Dan Batt, who will be our next congressman from the 5th District. And I know you'll be glad to see our new governor, our next governor, the Honorable Frank Lausche.
All right, thanks.
We pause to welcome in our midst a very illustrious American who has taken time out to say hello to us in Henry County. I'm very happy and very humbly present to you the President and the next President of the United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much. I appreciate that introduction highly. Now, I want to thank you, good people of Deschler, for this warm and cordial reception which I've received. That's the sort of receptions I've been receiving all across the great state of Ohio, and all over the United States, for that matter. People are interested. You know, I've been going all over the country on a crusade to make people realize how much they have at stake in this election. Republican leaders hope that the voters will not wake up until it's too late. They're giving them soothing syrup and talking about unity and all that kind of business, which has nothing whatever to do with the issues in this campaign. I'm waking them up, however. Republican bosses hope that the voters will swallow the empty platitudes of the Republican candidates. I think the Republican bosses are wrong. I don't think people are going to do anything of the kind. I don't believe the American people want to turn their backs on the prosperity gained under Democratic administration. Over in Ottawa, I talked to the people about the progress Ohio farmers have made since the bad days of the Republican Depression. I reminded them that the income of Ohio farmers has gone up to more than $1 billion a year. At the height of the so-called boom in 1929, when the Republicans were bragging about prosperity in the nation, the income of the Ohio farmers was around $377 million, just about a third what it was here last year, and about a third what it's going to be this year. And in 1932, the income of the farmers was only $180 million in Ohio. The farmers here in Ohio have done very well because the Democrats had the foresight to establish a farm price support program. And the Republicans in the 80th Congress tried to pull the props from under that program. Ohio farmers are doing well because the Democrats found markets for their products through reciprocal trade treaties with other nations and through the school lunch program. And we're trying to see to it that farm prosperity in Ohio and all over the United States will continue. We're helping Ohio farmers take care of their soil to make sure that it stays rich and productive. Under the Department of Agriculture Soil Conservation Program, in 1 year alone, conservation work was carried out on more than 137,000 farms in Ohio. That work covered over 9.5 million acres of land, more than 70% of Ohio's cropland. That's the kind of practical help Ohio's getting from Democratic administrations, headed by men who know the farmers' problems. Now, what would happen if these farm problems, if the Republicans win the election next November? The record of the 80th Congress gives us an answer to that. Republican Congress cut down funds for soil conservation and the school lunch program. They tied our reciprocal trade treaties with other countries up into knots, tried their best to beat it. They refused to ratify the International Wheat Agreement, which would have guaranteed a steady market for wheat for the American farms for at least 5 years to come. The Farm Price Support Program was attacked on the steps of the Capitol in Albany, New York, by Governor Stassen, just after he'd had a conference with the Republican candidate for president. And that candidate has expressed complete approval of what the 80th Congress did to the farmers of this country when he said, and I quote him, "I'm proud of the record of my party and of the 80th Congress." I'm going to discuss the record of that 80th Congress to some extent tonight at Akron. I hope you'll be able to listen in and hear what I have to say about it. You have a vital choice to make in November, whether you want to continue to make progress with the Democratic Party or whether you're willing to go backwards with the Republicans. And if you do want to go backwards and turn the clock back with the Republicans, turn out early on Election Day and vote for Dan Batt for Congress in this district and vote for Governor Lausche to return to the capital in the state of Ohio. In other words, vote for yourselves. Go to the polls on Election Day and just vote a straight Democratic ticket. And you'll not only be voting for me, you'll be voting in your own self-interest. And I can prove that to you and have been proving it all over the United States. And I think people are waking up to that fact. Not only that, the welfare of this country and of the world is at stake in the election on November the 2nd. Don't fail now to vote in your own interest. And to do that, vote a straight Democratic ticket. And the country will be safe for another 4 years, and I won't be troubled with a housing problem. I can live in the White House another 4 years. How'd you like to meet my family? All right, here's Miss Truman. Here's my daughter, Margaret. See what a lovely bunch of chrysanthemums the people of Henry County have given to the First Family. I thank you very much.